This is Season 8, Episode 6 of Beyond the Illusion, Temple Radiance with Gia Kubik. In this episode, Gia Kubik is back. You might remember her from a previous episode. It's so nice to talk to Gia again, and she shares a ton of interesting information with us, and even guides us through an incredible healing in this episode that I think you're really going to enjoy. Let's go to the conversation with Gia Kubik, Tiana Roser, and myself, Tim Howe.
Welcome back, Gia. We had you on our podcast before, and I was looking like, when was that? Because time is so weird now.
Yeah.
And it was almost exactly 3 years ago. It was like March 18th or 19th or something. Yeah. So would love to hear what you've been up to in the last few years.
Yeah. I'm glad I opened the files and reached out.
Yeah.
So I think a year ago, November, my mother passed. She was 82. And it was one of those, I'm sick. I have a few months to live. Oh, 10 days. And it was like, what just happened? She was 82, but that didn't mean I was ready for that.
Yeah.
And there were lots of reasons, but my mother, she left life just the way she lived it. Like, I'm done. I'm out. Let's wrap it up. Let's make it fun. And I went to her because she lived in the Midwest. And I said, Mom, you're dying. She said, I know. I'm at peace. I said, well, let's do this, Jane. And so we had 10 days of absolute magic, and I played with all the magic I've ever thought or dreamt of, the Reiki and the portals and the crystals. And I was like, we're going to make this magical. And she left in my arms, literally like staring what I felt like was the portal, which I felt we see with the medicines. And then she just like, she just left. It was the most beautiful thing.
Wow.
Wow. How rare and special. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's her. So I say that to say that catapulted me out of my cannabis career, because a month later my position was downsized. And so my work as a healer was on the side. My work as an artist was on the side. And it's like, one day I'll take the jump off the corporate comfortable, you know, that dance. And I couldn't see a way off that little hamster wheel. It was just so comfy. Mm-hmm. So living that, when am I going to do what I love? But it's so comfortable, as most of us do. So then you have a catalytic event, boom, and then boom. And you're like, okay, what's going on? And then I got to rebuild. My mother came through in all the most beautiful ways as my sidekick. And building this beautiful offering of space holding, that with the gifting that's coming through me. And that being art and the energy work and the coaching. So yeah, it's the most magical time of my life.
Wow, congratulations. Wow. For making that leap.
Yeah, well, I got kicked out of, my job. They were like, you cost too much. I'm like, oh, I didn't like it anyway, so bye. So sometimes we just get those nudges, and then, yeah. So
how has that been going since you started it out on your own like that? Has it been what you expected, or?
Well, I took the first quarter off to grieve, and I didn't calculate it as a quarter, but it was about 3 months of like really no mascara, kind of just what the F, crying, sobbing, you know? And then I felt the nudge like, let's start. I knew, I was like, I'm not getting a job. I'm checking in. No, we're done. Like, we're done. So I knew that I had no, like, there was no job. I couldn't even drag my people. And then, of course, the offers, people, I'm like, ugh, oh, nobody would do it like you, G. I'm like, yeah. No. So then I started putting a website together, and then that kind of puts you in a place. You're like, I'm here. So here's my website. It's official. I'm doing my stuff. And then you start to lean into more of what you love, and then you feel life giving back to you more. You're like, oh, I'll start leaning in more of that. Trusting, like a trust fall. And then what happens is we get stuck on, okay, well, this is the way it's going to go. And then spirit's like, slow down. What about this? You're like, oh, this feels good. Let me do more art right now. You know, I'm selling paintings for $24,000 now.
Wow.
In the past year.
I was going to ask
I'm
you.
Sharing those... that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So this is huge. Like,
this is earlier work and smaller work, but these are like 7K. This big one is ayahuasca. She's 12.
Yeah,
I was standing your worth.
I was going to ask you, those are beautiful.
Thank you. And if you use them with sacrament,
they literally are their own journey.
Mm. And what Spirit has said is when I paint, because I love it, the codes are coming off of me, like light codes, onto the work, and people will have their own experience. And they do.
Mm.
So I just get to do what I love. So it's that proof of concept. Maybe Joseph Campbell was right. Maybe if we just follow our bliss and trust, like, this isn't going to be the last. Oh, that was okay. Okay. Like, just when the savings starts to get to a place where you're like, ooh, what are we going to do now? And then I sold the painting. And then you kind of let go, like, okay. Okay. So
you were an artist before this, but you weren't.
I painted. And then I realized, then I learned what it meant to become an artist. There was a gap that was bridged, and it was, okay, this is a picture of Buddha. I'm going to paint Buddha. And yeah, I'll make it a little Gia-ish, but I'm painting Buddha. And then there was a point where Spirit said, you're not referencing anything anymore. Stop it. What does the wing look like when it's here? What does the cheekbone look like? And I kept getting these nudges to, like, you know what a face looks like, Gia. Paint from here. So then I started painting from here, and then the most incredible, I started moving to canvases that were 60 inches by 70 because I was inspired by this artist that I felt I was channeling from the 1800s, and she worked on these big canvases, and I was like, well, why don't I get one of those? So I did. And I was like laying on the canvas and painting like, whoa, this shouldn't be this fun. Because the canvas was so big, I could spread my wings out. Mm. So you see, more of just what you love, but then not getting attached to, you know how we do that. We end, okay, well, this is the way it's going to be then. I'm going to be an artist painting these big portals, making all this money. And it's like, well, hold up. Do you just want to be that? No, because there's so much more. Coaching people. And then you think, oh, I really love coaching. I'm just going to do this. And then Spirit's like, well, hold up. What about the healing work, right? So you have to stay fluid because we're infinite.
That's beautiful. I think so many people probably need to hear that message. There's so many people that want to step out of the corporate world or being employed by someone else, and yet it's very scary, and you're giving up a certain sense of so-called security. And
it was never your real security, right?
Mm-hmm.
Never. I mean, I coach executives who are working out of fear of losing these high-powered $750K million jobs. And it's like, how happy are you? Like, that was never your source of safety. So we give all of our energy to the job. From the minute we jump up, bing! Oh, if they see me emailing at 6 a.m., they're going to think I'm at the desk already. Let me get that first email out. And then, oh, it's 8 o'clock p.m. I got to send my boss an email because I want him to think I'm... Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
This is exhausting. Mm-hmm. All this, like... But you have to start giving all that energy to yourself, and then you become this better leader because you haven't focused on the job as a safety, but you are your safety. So you can operate from a true place of mastery versus just out of fear. Who's doing what? All that corporate chow. Ugh.
Do you have a particular focus as far as who you work with or what you work on in terms of coaching? Since that was part of your journey, is that one of the niches that you work with is people who are in the corporate world or executives or something that want to shift into spiritual work?
No, I feel like what I'm attracting right now are people, men and women, that are in high-powered positions, like they have responsive VP type stuff, and they got there on the grind. I'm gonna work so hard, I'm gonna kick you. And then now they're like exhausted, but like, I gotta keep doing this, right? And it's not about they don't have to keep doing it, but it's about shifting to taking responsibility and collecting their life and going, this was all my creation the whole time. So if I'm created this, I can uncreate it and do something new. So I work with people who are willing to invest in coaching, right? To invest and do the work. And they really do want to make a difference. And once they get this new thinking, this woman I'm working with runs a big deal in the IT stuff. She goes, Gia, this is going to change everything. When you shift your thinking and look at life as everything is a mirror, so it's always your stuff. Something is always there for you. Take responsibility, own it, let it go. And then they see on the other side, they can earn that much money or more by being in their truth. So what do you call that kind of coaching? We call it life mastery, because it's taking you work from a place of mastery then. So I love all those parts of the work, and then holding space for the sacred medicines is just an honor. I think it's good to not do one thing all the time, but to keep being infinite and open to, like, maybe one day I won't do this anymore. Or that, something will fall away and something better. We don't have to hold on to anything. Just let it all be. Let it all ride its course. Relationships, people, life.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think about this topic a lot. I think about how, you know, when we look out into the world, we see a lot of people who live their lives like that, where they're holding on to things because they do have that fear. They fear, I guess, the loss of stability, the loss of safety, the loss of all those things. And you can see it in our behaviors. You can see it in our culture, in our society too. Like, people hold on to things, like physical objects too, that they don't need, that they don't want. And like, there's huge industry around that, right? Like storage facilities and all these things that just junk. And why? Because it gives people some sense of, like safety and some permanence. And they're searching for that, but nothing is permanent.
Yeah. Well, so I really love working with wealthy people, because they go right to being homeless when something happens. Some of them on the core. Like, but then like, the boss looked at you wrong. I'm going to lose my job and we're going to be homeless. Right? I'm like, because if you ask someone really, truly, 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 the real fear of money is, like, I don't want to be like that. Like, because that's the bottom. That's the bottom. Like, that, right? We fear losing our shit and being at the bottom. Sorry about the swear. And so the reality is, I think about, I don't look at the homeless person and say, I know I'll never be that. You know what? Because I'm safe in me. I got skills. I got talents. I got my mind. I'm smart. I'm physical. I'm strong. I can always do something, because I will always listen to me. And if I'm betting on me, homeless, my hope is I'll have enough millions to help the homeless, right? Because I can count on me. When people are counting on everyone else, I'd worry about being homeless. If you're counting on all those people, well, I wouldn't trust it. I trust me.
Yeah. I'll take it like one step further and say that when I went through my Kundalini awakening and then my dark night of the soul, the step beyond that is I count on divine, God, whatever you want to say, because I felt like I always was like, oh yeah, I count on me, and I know I'm adaptable, I'm flexible, I'll figure it out, I can make something happen. My dark night of soul was like, I always say it's like being in quicksand, where the more effort I tried to effort, because I'm used to like, I'll just come up with a different idea, I'll just do this, I'll do that, and none of that was working. It was all like, no, I need to surrender, trust, and know that even what I think is my skill or my ability is actually just the divine expressing itself through me. And I can trust that even more than I can trust me. Yeah. Right.
Well, but Tiana, if I may, like, who is God and where is God? So in my cosmology, I'm God, made in the likeness and image. So this is just my model, right? Stop putting people in these positions, or even a God outside of me. I had a medicine experience. This is what it was. Legit. It was one of the eyes open. And it was one of those, what the actual? It was so beautiful, so magical. And then it zipped up and it came right inside of me. And Spirit said, it was in you the whole time. All of it. I was like, what? So then I just started looking like at life like, that's me. That's in me. That tree is in me. You know, just really feel, I should say that oneness, because it was more than that. It was being part of it. So that's when I say, like, and I was a person who gave a lot of power out. Well, what do you think I should do? Well, what do you think? I'm like, what do you think? And like, stop. Stop. That's annoying. Telling myself, that's annoying that you do that. Stop that. What do you need? Right? Just tapping in, and it's like, oh, yeah, I do know. And one of my teachers was very hard on me. I would say, I don't know. And then he was like, I don't know. He'd say, stop it. You said, I don't know, 5 times. I was like, I do. Oh, yeah, I guess I probably do. Well, I guess I do, you know? So That's my spill on that. Are these long answers, guys?
Because no, this is good. Money. Yeah,
no, you're like quick, actually.
Yeah, you're on top of it. So okay. It's funny.
I really love this.
Yeah, I know. It really is amazing when you step into your own power like that and realize that, oh, that's right. I do have all the answers, because we do, yeah. And on some level. And yeah, but there's always that voice. And I read a lot of Eckhart Tolle recently, and he does talk about that voice a lot. That's always like just chattering away, just all the negative stuff, just all the insecurities and all. Yeah. And it just, but when you recognize that, oh, this is happening, like, oh, it's just that little voice and it's not like actually me, then it's way easier to understand your behaviors and your fears and your anxieties and all these things, and how they're not real and how they're made up and they're not even like realistic. It's almost like what you were saying earlier, how we just instantly go to the worst case scenario, like, oh, my boss didn't say hi to me, I'm gonna be homeless, that's it. And it's so crazy that we do that to ourselves, but it's wild.
It's our conditioning. We're trained to like, well, world's gonna end, wait, hold up. What? And you can always choose. I was watching a Dolores Cannon little blib. I was like, oh, I see you, Dee. She comes through, and so someone was asking about the new earth and everything, and she was saying, like, you can choose it. Like, oh, preparing for something bad to happen, the market crashing. She's like, there's no market crash in my world. It's all what you want to believe and put your energy towards. I don't know if I gave that quote justice, but you get what I'm saying. And it always reminds me that that's right, I choose. When you feel like you're kind of drifting from your, oh, I got to watch the news, and you're pulled. And then this is when I'm clocking myself, feeling outside of myself, like, oh, what you're holding on to, something gnawing at you, like you want to be right in the situation, you want to tell someone off, I ate that for lunch, I shouldn't have ate that, I didn't work out today. When you drop all that, it's like you just start over. Mm-hmm. Every moment.
Yeah.
We can choose. You put the swords down. No. Put the swords down. You know, I ask couples, like, I said, I don't do marital counseling. Don't put me in that. I don't want to do that. We can communicate with the same maps, and I'll hold space for that. And it's like, I say, you guys, somebody that put the sword down, or I'm not going to take your money anymore. This is ridiculous. You're just two kids sitting in your jammies fighting. Stop it. We have people paying thousands of dollars for these medicine protocols, doing, you know, I took 10 grams, bro, LSD and DMD and Bufo and ba ba ba. And it's like, you're still a shithead. What's missing here? You can't drink your ayahuasca way out of being a shithead unless you choose. I'm sorry about this.
No, that's all right. I feel like that needed to be said, though, honestly, because there is a lot of that happening, and you see more of it nowadays where, yeah, there's like these spiritual shortcuts that people are trying to take, and there's no such thing. Like, it doesn't work like that.
You have to do the work. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the shadow bits. You got to look at yourself. And that is the essence of my coaching, is like, come on, let's get real here. This is your stuff. Well, no. But, and this is what they say. They say, no, but Gia, let me tell you what they did. I said, I don't care what they did. I'm going to stop you right there. It's still here. It's yours. You're calling that in. Yeah, I'll tell you.
You were going to say something on it, Tiana? Because I know you do have a lot of thoughts about like the whole, and I don't know if this falls into the spiritual bypassing thing, but you do have strong feelings about that.
Well, I think that the times that we're in, like you said, about the shortcuts, and I think there's a time and place for all of these things, whether it's plant medicine or whether somebody's looking like, how do I awaken my kundalini? People are just kind of very goal-oriented.
With that one too. Did you mention that? Ego death. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that there's the balance of it that, like you said, you just have to do the work and integrate, like a lot of integration work is very important. And I like what you said, Gia, about, like, yeah, so if we're all part of the oneness, then whatever happens to me is me as well. We get to be the tree, and we get to be the not so nice person, and we get to be all of those things. And I think just right now, with so much polarity, which is needed because that's what we came in to work through and learn, but we're at that critical point. Like, you look at, there's an election and all of these things are polarizing, right? Like,
right,
sides,
right,
and teams, and there's a war and there's sides. And then whenever there's sides or there's teams, then people think that they want a winner and they want a loser. And that is what splits us into that whole us versus them thing. And so, yeah, that message of how we can own both sides and be both teams and integrate both the positive of both sides and the shadow aspect of both sides, that's the work that we all need to do to get to that place of balance and wholeness and integration.
Yeah.
See,
I love
that's,
that.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I asked you to speak up.
I 100% concur.
Because you always have that perspective of like, yeah, this is what needs to happen. And you're right. You're absolutely right. I think it's also everything that we're seeing out in the world right now is a symptom of the time that we're in. It's actually time for us now to realize that we are both and to integrate that into our belief systems. And once we do that, I feel like actually we will start to progress really rapidly, spiritually,
at least. I love that. You know? Yes. I guess I'm even starting to question, what does spirituality mean? Which is like a possibly a whole other rabbit hole. You know, like that Socratic method. Sometimes we use these words like Buddha, 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 right? The Buddha and the malas and the bit. Like, what does it mean? What are we attaching all the meaning to in all of this? And what is the end goal? Right? Like,
I think that the definition probably it continues to change, right? As we go along our journey, what we think it means, what I thought it meant 5 years ago, what I thought it meant 20
also
years ago,
point.
Yeah, is really changing. And it's okay if we all have a different answer for that. And just continuing to, that's a good life question, right? To let it be okay that we're not needing to have the final answer, that we keep asking these questions throughout our life and then having the answer for right now and then being okay with it changing. And we want that, right? We want to evolve.
And right, hoping it changes. Perfect word. Nailed it. Evolve for 500. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, I read these books by this guy named Ken Carey. I've mentioned him before, right, Tiana?
Like, these books. Wait. Why is that familiar? Can you name one book?
One of them is called like The Return of the Bird Tribes, and another one is...
God, that feels so familiar.
Does he have one
maybe
called like Star...
The Star Seed...
Yeah, like
Star Seed Transmissions. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, these are phenomenal books, by the way. Like, I've read a lot of this kind of stuff, and these really stand out.
Put a pin that I get those titles. I don't want to forget that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So I think I might be getting tapped to read that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely. These books they'll blow your mind. They blew mine. And ooh, I've read a lot of crazy stuff, like all Dolores Cannon.
Amazon
stuff.
That up.
Anyway, he has this really amazing description of the source. He describes it in a way that he just nails it, because for me at least, because I really could relate to it, because I used to have this idea of like, what if when we die, there's nothing, right? Like there's this void. And that used to terrify me. It used to absolutely terrify me. Like, oh my God, so what is it all worth, right? Like, so what are we doing? And I used to honestly have that as a fear. And then I read his book and he describes that this void, and he describes like, this is actually what we are. This is where we came from. And the way that he does it is so poetic and beautiful and perfect that after that, I never had that fear ever again, because I actually want to go back to this void. And I feel like that's kind of that evolution that you're talking about, Tiana, like our ideas about things like that, they change, they evolve. And it may be something like someone else's description that comes to you and it really resonates with you. So your beliefs change. And that's what happened to me. And I believe that's what's happening to everybody, just in different ways, right?
Yeah, I remember having first like fear of darkness. And then on my spiritual journey, like, oh, darkness doesn't really exist. And then having experiences with darkness and coming back to like fear, rejection of darkness, and then coming back to understanding and appreciating the value of it. And my perspective on it keeps changing as I keep going along my journey, and it's all okay. And then I'll meet people that are like, oh, the darkness doesn't really exist. And I understand that perspective because I remember having that perspective, and there's nothing wrong with that as well, right?
Yeah, totally.
Not at all. It kind of blew my mind with that literature, I'm not going to lie. With the void.
What made me think of it, honestly, what reminded me of it was when you said that you had this experience where you saw this beautiful vision of what was, and then it all went inside of you. Because that's kind of how he describes it. He's like, there's this void, and then these beautiful things are coming out of it. And then we were trying like all these different things, and eventually we decided to be this.
Oh my God.
It's such a simplification of what he's saying, but you know, ultimately that's what it is, really.
I think you're helping me understand this medicine experience. Oh my gosh. I'm going to order that book like ASAP because, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a moment in a medicine and then you have that integrated moment, you can appreciate how big that was. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. The reason I even found this guy was really kind of strange itself. It was like a series of synchronicities because I love the topic of UFOs. And so I listen to a lot of that kind of stuff, podcasts, and I read a lot of books and stuff. And so we had a guy on our podcast who wrote a bunch of these books. Like, he's a UFO investigator kind of guy. And he's also an artist and he does a lot of stuff. So his name's Mike Cleland, and he actually interviews a bunch of people. He has a podcast too. And so I was listening to his podcast, and this person came on and she was like just speaking truth, right? Like, she was just saying all the things that I agree with. And she brought up these books by Ken Carey. And I was exactly like you are, Gia. As soon as I heard that name, I knew I had to read them. And I was like, yeah, I got to get these books. And so I did. And sure enough, like, they spoke to my soul.
I love that about books, how someone could say something about a book, or you might see a book title and you get that little zing.
Totally. Like, is it, I got it. Ken Carey books. I had to do it, guys. So I'm going to get both of them. I'm sorry, but that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
Spirit works. So I got it teed up.
Yay.
All right.
Well, tell us about, you created something that you call Temple Radiance, and I'm really curious to hear about this.
So this is my most triggering opening line of almost any conversation right now, and I'm going to use it for my own laugh. Well, I recently sat with ayahuasca, right? You see the joke in that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was in the psychedelic conference. I'm kind of bustling through. My art was there and everything. At South by Southwest, I did my art display for context. So, and I'm hearing people, well, when I sat with Bufo last, and like, well, when I did my 28-day fast, and all this stuff. It's so cute. But a year ago, during my grief process, I sat with Aya, and I know her well. We have a great relationship. And there was these things that happened in my body where it was kind of like I was getting downloaded of like this encoding. And the next day she said, we're not going to talk about anti-aging. We're going to call it Temple Radiance. Because I'm at that age, I'm 54, and all the things are coming in my space, right? Menopause, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Says who? Says who? Right? You need fish oil. You need who? Says who? You do not know what I need. So Temple Radiance became, I put it under the umbrella of Reiki, but it's a modality where we go into the body system to bring people back home to their body. And when you come into your body and get it into a place of complete expansion, and I do this through either at-home mentalities, at-home, I do here with my sound and my, it's more bougie because I have all my stuff, the crystals, the chimes, I do whatever, I have fun. And people get into a place, so there's a place of like equanimous brain where you're able to really tap into your cellular wisdom. And this, I believe, is quantum healing, because when you're opening up and you're bringing consciousness, Dolores Cannon, my favorite teaching, was even a blade of carpet has consciousness. I don't know if you ever heard her say that, and I just stuck with it. I was like, a blade of carpet? I'm looking at my carpet like, hello? Are you in there? But then I further understood through my own medicine work is that there's a level of frequency that the brain can tap into, and it's infinite. Telepathy, the things, this is all happening. So as my stuff is doing my work, the transmission becomes broader, and the client can receive that expansion. So I could do that remotely or in person. And it's like biohacking. When you learn to connect with your body wisdom and your cellular wisdom, your quantum DNA, where is it? It's all here. Cryon says Akashic records, DNA, past lives, it's all in your DNA. So where are we going? What are we looking for? It's right here. And then teach people proper like techniques for stillness. When I say proper, let me clarify. give them invitations to stillness so they can continue to tune into the body and build that connection, so that when they get a pain in the knee, it's not like, oh, make this go away. It's like, okay, hold on, what's going on? Let me tap in. And then it says, why are you so mad at your ex? Ooh, okay, I heard that. So you get the idea.
So it's a technique that you guide people through, correct, but then later they learn it so that they can do it for themselves, or?
Well, that's the invitation. I mean, that's what, like, people ask me, so I do it every morning. I go through my whole body. I love it. I love it. I bring consciousness. And I mean, like, there's no way I look 54. There's no way. There's no way I feel what things. So I'm my own proof of concept. Mm-hmm. Last year, I went to the doctor after doing this for 6 months, and I was imagining, and of course I'm healthy, right? So it wasn't a surprise, but he did all the tests because mom died of cancer. So let's just do everything. I was like, And I walked in, he flipped the chart. He's, you know what? It's perfect. I was like, dang right it is, because I declared it. Because part of Temple Radiance is I am perfect, whole, and complete. And that's Miss Louise Hay. Shouts to Miss Louise. Mm-hmm. I am perfect, whole, and complete. Who's going to listen to you but you? So what happens otherwise is we take in menopause. You're going to have this. Your eyes dry, fall out. Your teeth fall out. You have no sex drive. Like, no, thank you. I'm not taking that in. And we do it with Instagram, and then we buy all this crap. Are you taking the collagen? These women are spending $500 a month on supplements, and they're coming to me for combo, like, help me. I'm taking all this stuff for brain fog and weight loss, and I'm fat and foggy. I'm sorry I could go on about this, but it's like, well, because you don't know that you need that. Oh, but it's a naturopath. That just means she also sells medicine. She's got you hook, line, and sinker. Oh, you need this. No, you have to get it here. Oh, we got bundles. You get the 6-month plan. And then we're spending $1,000. Then if someone says, oh, I don't have money for coaching. Okay, well, you pick. You pick. It's a beautiful, this modality. I'm so grateful to Pachamama, for myself, to being willing to just play in the magic and put people out there like, what's Temple Radiance? Oh, I made it up. Well, but everything is made up.
Well, I like what you mentioned about DNA and quantum healing. I mean, of course, those are also kind of like great catchphrases, but I
buzzwords,
do really think that,
absolutely.
Yeah, buzzwords, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. So I do think that that's the medicine of the future, is to work on that level of, it's just kind of the source level, right? Or the energetic level, or however you want to say it, and be able to shift from the inside out, from the microscopic to the visible, or however, yes, you want to look at it.
And people are healing themselves. Like, it's amazing.
And so you had said that you could guide us a little bit into like a mini.
100%. I think there was one thing I wanted to say about Temple Radiance.
Well, but while you're thinking of it, I'm actually just going to say something really quick. I think it's,
please, yeah.
I think it's really inspiring to see the two of you females who are doing this kind of work. Like, because I think the world is, mm-hmm, deeply in need of it. Just like you were saying, Tiana, it kind of hit me like, yeah, we do need to heal ourselves from the inside out. Like, that makes way more sense.
I remember.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That actually helps me remember.
Good.
Were you complete on that, Tim?
Yep, I'm done.
So I just had a call today with my coaches and guides, and we were talking about, I was explaining an experience with my teacher that I had in ceremony. He said, Gia, that's quantum. I said, I thought so. Like, he's coaching me. I said, I just didn't want to step into it. He's like, they're showing you, you have an access code. You have access. You are the access. The medicine opens that up, but it's you. You're the quantum healing. And so I said, well, I'm going to own that. And yeah, because people understand that now, like, there's something quantum going on, and I want to hold space for that.
Definitely. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So what's our time?
We have like 15
How
minutes.
How much time?
Yeah, however much time you need, yeah.
Okay. I think that's plenty, so we just do like a little version of that. So thank you for the opportunity to hold space for Temple Radiance. I would like to set the intention as we open our circle. Let's open our circle in gratitude for this amazing connection and for the opportunity to hold space for all of us to access divine consciousness and to access our own temple radiance and to reconnect with our body temple. And let's give ourselves permission to really do that. And I invite cameras off if you feel like you need to be whatever. Matters not to me. My eyes will be closed the whole time. So I say that so you can feel free to surrender and be in a place where you can actually open and hold space for yourself. So in the interest of time, I'd say rather than state your intention out loud, just know that our circle is created in divine love, protection. The violet flame of Saint Germain is here for the ability to transmute. He's an alchemist. He's my dude. We also have Archangel Michael, my guide, protector. And of course, we're our own higher selves. And so I just like to put that out there so you can feel the strength of that container. And so as you think of your intention for your journey, maybe think of anything that you want to heal, anything that's been bothering you, some old thing. And here's the thing about this work is if you don't have faith and you don't believe in magic, then this will just feel relaxed. And I judge not either way, but it's your invitation to play in the arena of magic and believe that you can actually heal yourself. And recently I was in an airplane just 2 weeks ago, and I thought I needed chiropractic care in my neck because I could feel the knot, and I knew because I just studied for EMT class and my neck's been down for 6-5 months. Anyway, I was reading about doing this on a deeper level, and I did it, and I completely healed it on an airplane. So I had my own wow. I was like, oh my goodness, okay. So here we go. All that being said, if you can take 3 deep breaths, we're going to take them in through the nose first and really just imagine pulling in some of that magic mana energy. So you're pulling in through the nose really deeply, 5 counts in. And then when you exhale on the 5 counts out through the mouth, just like let it all go so you can give yourself a little space to expand. So you do it on your own time. Let's begin. Really let that last one go and maybe take another with the breath and the focus coming in through the third eye so we can activate the pineal gland. We can just declare an open pineal gland, seeing all those little crystals activate, see it waking up in the center of your brain. I like to imagine a diamond at the center of my brain, and when the light shines on it, all the kaleidoscope just surrounds the brain from that center. Just allow the breath to remain then in through the nose and out through the nose. Very gentle. No straining. Bring awareness to your cervical spine right behind your neck there in the back. Make sure that it's neutral. And as you notice, maybe your chin goes up or down a little bit. Just neutralize that cervical spine so it doesn't pinch any energy off to your crown. And notice maybe how that puffs the chest a little, adjust the spine and the hips to feel that nice, neutral, powerful spine. And just breathe into that long spine, giving your nervous system a chance to expand. Just in general, feeling the cells get a little bit bigger with each inhalation. Maybe hold it at the top and then pull that energy towards the third eye through the brow and just activate pineal and hold it for a second. And a slow exhale, nice and controlled. Just find that breath a few times around. And maybe just notice now how you feel. Give yourself permission to relax, permission to heal yourself, permission to open up your cells to receive divine consciousness, and give yourself permission to know your original blueprint of divinity, permission to know, like the golden Buddha, to see that golden Buddha within you. And so let's take a moment to make sure that as our eyes are closed now, let's just drop in to that inner part of ourself at the center of our chest. Let's find ourselves at the center of your heart. And when I say the center of your heart, truly your anatomical heart. So if you can imagine that the heart is the size of your fist, let's imagine that under the sternum, that bony part of your chest, the center of your chest is this beautiful beating heart. Bring your awareness to the very center of that. And imagine the ventricles, the aorta, the pumps, the valves, the sacred waters just wishing and whirling in this beautiful, beautiful heart with all the little fibers. It has the brain cells, the sensory neurons, the joy cells. Just feel the pumping, the beating, ba-bum, ba-bum, of that beating heart. And feel the breath into that circulatory system as the sacred waters are running through your whole body, providing oxygen to your body, your brain, all the organs. Just thank you. And notice that as you expand, the arteries expand and dilate. Everything is moving a little slower, giving the nervous system a chance to relax. And you bring consciousness to that center of the heart. You feel love and gratitude for this beautiful pump, this beautiful gift from our Creator. As we are Creator, and we send that love throughout our entire system, circulating, 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 circulating. Love, 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 love. And feel yourself expand. Notice areas that may have been a little tighter. Notice the tiny energy between your fingers. Notice the energy between your fingers. Notice the energy in the back of your ears. Notice the energy under your chin. Notice the energy in the back of your neck. Notice the energy at the top of your head. And feel that beautiful energy building at the top of the crown, the pineal gland activating. Let's bring awareness to our brain, this beautiful computer. And let's just bring awareness that we are now feeling at the center of this brain. Feeling all the electrical pathways, feeling them, maybe even noticing a activity in your brain, like feeling like a little butterfly is flapping its wings, like it would feel in your hands. Maybe feel your eyelids pulled a little bit upwards as your expansion opens a beautiful, beautiful opening. And let's declare in this brain perfect homeostasis of our brain chemistry. Thank you that we feel happy and joyful and powerful and successful and loving and compassionate. Thank you that we can make new brain cells, neurogenesis, new pathways by declaring open, open to genius mind, infinite capacity. Feel the brain open and expand, responding to your request. Feel the nervous system down the spine, all the tiny little neurons, axons, dendrites, all the little pieces. Just give them a chance to relax through your breath. Allow the nervous system to relax and reboot, and anything that does not serve you can just drip off straight down. Down to Mother Earth. And just notice now this brain energy, this beautiful brain energy coming down, connecting to the heart. As it connects to the heart, you feel the coherence of the brain by bringing awareness to the center of your brain and imagining that there's a diamond at the center. You know, when all the light is hitting a diamond, bring awareness to how that looks and feels at the center of your brain. And feel that same diamond now at the center of your heart. Light is hitting from all directions. Feel the kaleidoscope of colors coming from the center of the brain and the center of the heart. And this is as expansive as you can allow yourself to breathe and release tension in the body. And, you know, this would be an opportunity to lie down if the session was continuing, you know, to be in full surrender. But here we have a nice spine. We have awareness of the heart, awareness of the brain. Through a nice, long, deep breath through the nose, give yourself the invitation to scan your body. And at least activating temple radiance, giving it a chance to know that you're here. We don't need all the answers right now. We invite them to come in as nudges, you know, eat more avocados, stop eating bananas, you shouldn't have the coffee for real now. Or all the things, go to the gym, just relax today, let's get the pizza. Trusting, trusting, trusting that what you seek is seeking you. That everything we need, we already know. That everything we need, we already have. All within. Power and presence of God creating everything in our experience. Connecting to your God self, right here. Through the mantra of cosmic unconditional love, divine infinite compassion, in continuous infinite expansion of sovereign heart, for source intent realization for all existence. And that's my karma cleaning right there. Let's let it happen. Allow the consciousness just to feel it. Just allow it to exist. Allow it to exist. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Okay. All right, team. Let's imagine that the junk has been cleaned in the space. I say that because Maharaji, our beloved Ram Dass's guru, people would say to him, why do you eat like that? He would eat things that people brought him, prasad, food, and he would take an orange and just, rawr, 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 and he would look silly and he would throw it at them and do weird things with the food and eat crazy. And he would say, I'm cleaning karma. And so let's just pretend that our little spirit, my little puppy, just did that. So anything that your body needs is now knowing that you're listening, a new relationship with your body temple, at least for those two body systems, you know, on the longer level, we'd go through all the body systems and tap in. But let's give thanks and gratitude for this moment. Allow yourself to settle into perhaps a new version, frequency-wise. It must be impossible not to be at a different level right now and milking that frequency through breath and surrender and come back anytime. Yeah, so.
Wow.
Thank you. Let's imagine feet on the ground just so we can ground the energy connecting to the center of Mother Earth and really feeling that core, that pull. She's got you grounded. Everything is adjusted back to homeostasis and perfect integration in the body temple. Housh, 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 housh. Oh, that was just like not too long on time. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember the grounding, not just because, but sometimes we do this work, we expand, and then if the contraction comes too fast, that becomes uncomfortable. So it's kind of like, land the plane softly, put it back on the ground. Yeah. Thank you for the honor of that.
Thank you. It feels wonderful.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was amazing. Can you let our listeners know where they can find your website and all that good stuff about you?
Yeah. Real simple. GiaKubik.com. GiaKubik.com. And I'm also on Instagram, but I'm not really on, but it's Gia Kubik, Gia hyphen or something. Yeah. And yeah, thank you.
No problem.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully we won't wait 3 more years to have you on again.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for the honor, guys. And keep me posted when it's ready and we'll do the things.
Yeah, I love your art in the back. It's really great. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Much love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond the Illusion. I'd like to say thank you very much to Gia for taking the time to talk with us and for sharing her gifts and knowledge with us. If you'd like to find out more about Gia and her offerings, you can find her at GiaKubik.com, and that's spelled GiaKubik.com. Thanks to everyone that made this podcast possible. Produced and hosted by Tim Howe and Tiana Roser. Music by Casey Henson. For more information about us or to access past episodes, please visit beyondtheillusionpodcast.com. Thanks to everyone that left a rating for us. This really does help other people find us. Thanks again, and take care.